Blog Talk Radio.
It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Dr. Ludella Evans Reed, and Fellowship Musical History. Let's go. Woo!
that you're blessed. But you know, I was thinking the other day about this. We like to receive blessings, but we forget about who the blessings come from. We will receive gifts, get excited about the gifts, but forget to thank the giver. And you know, I'm blessed. You're blessed. We are blessed. But I like the way that David put it in the 103rd Psalm. The other day, he said, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then he repeats it. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all, I say all, wow, all that within me, bless the Lord. He said, for he forgives us of our iniquities. I'm blessed. He healed my body. I'm blessed. Can I get a witness? Shake somebody's hand and say, I don't know about you, but the Lord been good to me. Yeah. But I heard David say, he renewed my strength like an eagle. When he blesses you, you feel like praising him. Is there anybody here? If you talk about he put food on your table, put clothes on your back, I'm blessed.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today, or either you will be listening to it in the archives later on. We have an exciting topic today. And before we start, let's pray. Jesus, please start my day that I may desire with you, and yet my mind keep flirting to so many things today. The project I want to accomplish, the people I want to talk to. I wonder, are these things distraction, spiritually concentration, or invitation to see God in his ordinary? I'm not sure, Lord, but Jesus, I know that you are the center who knows distraction. So I thank you for this broadcast today and all distraction in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, today our topic is messed up. But God can use you even being messed up. I think I tell you that title again. Messed up, but God can use you. You can be used for the master use. You know, damaged people with serious family issues, messed up. You know, from the Bible, when you look around, all of us have been messed up at one time or another. God can still use us. We all deal with issues in our life. If not one thing, it's another. You know, Adam was the first man, was a blame shifter. Deal with issues. You know, when you think about Adam, couldn't resist peer pressure. Like people going through the day, messed up. Then we had Abraham, the forefather of faith. Let other men walk off with his wife. On two different occasions. Now you tell me if that wasn't messed up. Hallelujah. But he still could be used. He was messed up. Hallelujah. I have a guest that have punched one on their keypad. I don't know if they can talk, but I brought you in, guest. If you can talk. If not, just stay on and you will continue on here. What's going on? Our next person we're going to talk about is Job. You know, Job, supposedly a contemporary of Abraham and the epitome of faith, suffered from a nagging of a faithless wife. Tell me if that ain't messed up. So today, our tag words throughout our broadcast would be messed, God, and master. And you know, as I was thinking about this, how many people you know today are messed up? You know, when you think about Eve, I'm going to start telling you about from the Bible. Then I'm going to break it down a little bit. You know, Eve was the first woman. Couldn't control her appetite. And should we say, had the first eating disorder, it go right back to Eve. The first eating disorder messed up. Because God had told her, and of all the fruits or whatever it was, you could have but one tree. Don't touch it. But she was in a glutton and started with the eating disorder because she had to have, the enemy had told her, touch that tree. Then we came down to Cain, the firstborn human being, murdered his brother. You'll find this in Genesis 4, chapter 8, verse. Now, you tell me if that wasn't messed up. God would give you a brother, and you not satisfied with what you got, you want to kill him? You messed up in the head. Then we have Brother Noah, the last righteous man on earth at that time, was a drunk who slept in the nude. You'll find that if you don't believe me, go to Genesis 9, chapter 22-21. Messed up. Then here we come to Sarah, the most gorgeous woman by popular opinion. Let her husband sleep with another woman. Then she hated her for it. You'll find that in Genesis, the 16th chapter. Now tell me if that woman wasn't messed up. How many women are doing that today, all messed up, where you going to offer your husband up to another woman and then get mad with her after you done give that? You know something is wrong. You messed up. But God can still use you if you get yourself together. God can use you. Then we have Lot, who lost his father early in life. He had a serious problem with choosing the wrong company. How many of you are doing that today? You choosing the wrong company. God have already spoken to your life and spoke to you about certain people. But you choose to get up with the wrong company. Messed up. You know, Isaac, who was nearly killed by his father, talked his wife into concealing their marriage. Now, how many men that got a wife want to talk his wife into concealing the marriage? For what reason? You got to be messed up. If God have given you a woman, why you want to conceal it? You messed up. Then I went over to Rebecca, the first mail order bride. Yes, you wonder why these men are getting the brides on the internet and all this here. Why the women getting the men? Well, here she was the first mail order bride. Turned out to be a rather manipulative woman. You'll find that in Genesis, the 27th chapter. Messed up, but God could still use her. And then we come to Brother Jacob, who out wrath of God was pretty much a pathology deceiver. Messed up. Then we have Rachel, who wrote the book on love at first sight. I know you didn't even know that. You'll find that in Genesis 31:19. But she was messed up too. She was a nymphomaniac, kleptomaniac. A kleptomaniac. Did you know that? It's in the Word of God. Then we have Brother Reuben, the pride and firstborn of Jacob, was a pervert. Did you know that? Who slept with his father's concubine. You'll find that in Genesis 35:21. Messed up. Then here we come to a man that all you all know, Moses, the humblest man on the face of the earth. You find that in Numbers 12:13. he had a very serious problem with his temper. You'll find that also in Exodus 2, 32 through 19. Then you go back to Numbers 20 and 11. You find out about the temper. The temper messed up. But God used Moses. Throughout the word of the beginning, you found how God used Moses. Then we have Aaron, who watches Jehovah triumph over Pharaoh, formed an identical idol during an apparent episode of attention deficit disorder, or perhaps Colossian amnesia. So you wondering where a defect disorder, attention came from, or an amnesia? You'll find that in Exodus 32. Messed up, but God could use it. My. Just think about it. I'm going to bring you some more people in a few minutes and let you know. We all have been messed up. We may not be messed up now, but we was messed up. Somewhere along the line, we was messed up, but God said, I can take that messed up and turn it around for your good. And you know, when you think about it, I'm going to give you some things. You say, well, I'm not any of those people. Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm going to bring it down. If I'm not on your street right now, just keep listening. You're going to find out I'm on your street. Messed up? You've been messed up from the beginning. You've been messed over. Anybody tell me that they haven't been messed over have lied. You've been messed in the church. You've been messed in the school. You've been, you know, messed on the bus, whether it was the city bus or the school bus with bullies. Messed up on your job, whether you got that promotion or not, or somebody don't like you for who you are, for what you stand for. You've been messed on at the job. And then when it comes down to home, you've been messed up in your home, whether it was the children messing over you or whether it was your husband. You've been messed up. You've been messed up in the ministry. And anybody that's in church or have a ministry can't tell me they ain't been messed up in the ministry. My. Like I say, I'm going to get you to your street. If I haven't hit it, just keep listening. You're going to hear it just a while ago. Messed up in the family. How many of you all been messed up in your family? You was the black sheep, or they thought, they said you thought you knew more than they did, or because you had a house bigger than those, or your job paid you more. Messed up in the, here you've been messed around. How many of you been messed around? Not just by family, by a man. You just been messed around. You know, you may be in a mess right now, but God can turn your mess into a message. Don't you know that that mess you've been going through, he'll turn you around to a 360-degree angle and turn it into a message. He can take your mess of unbelief and turn it into a message of faith. It doesn't matter how messed up your life is. God still wants you. You know, the Bible is full of stories about people who was messed up. You know, in the Bible, as you read throughout the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, you find there was hustlers, there was murderers, there was prostitution, there was cowards, there was adulterers, and many, many more. Liars, messed up, but God could use them. You know, when Jesus picked his 12 apostles, he simply told them, things, come. Follow me. That's all he said. Come, follow me. He didn't say, not clean up your lives when you have come to see me or follow me. He just said, come, follow me. You don't have to clean up your lives when you have. Just come and see me. Just follow me. That's what God is telling you all today. No matter what mess you're in today, just turn your life over to God. Say, here I am, Lord. Yes, Lord. You can use me even in my mess. Don't you know the best preachers has been called out of some mess that they was in? The best evangelist there is was called out of some mess that Jesus found them in? The best judge and attorneys, God called them out of some mess. The best wife and husband, God called them out some mess. The best teachers, the best apostles, the best prophets, they was called out of some mess. Nobody was born lily white. Everybody came with some sin, some baggage on them. Messed up, but God can use you. Just think about that. Just go over your life for just a few seconds, no matter where you're, whether you're driving, whether you're sitting at home in your easy chair, excuse me, or you on your cell phone. Just think about the mess that God brought you through to bring you to. And when you can't help but say, God, I thank you for bringing me through that mess. I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. But you came out of a messy divorce. You come up out of a messy car wreck where they said that you wouldn't live. You was all broken up from head to toe. But when you look around and think about the mess you was in and you was at fault, hey, just think about how God brought you up out of that mess. My. Messed up, but God can use you. Well, let me go on over here back to the Bible. Here, Miriam was a songwriter. She had sibling jealousy and a greed for power. You find that in Numbers 12. Now, tell me if that ain't messed up. Let's go to Samson. Samson, I'll just go carnal to you right now, put Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura, the wrestler, to shame, was hopeless, enmeshed with a disloyal wife, and ended up taking his own life. You find that in Judges 16. Now, how messed up can you get? Now, here we move over to Eli, who was ruled over Israel, was a hopeless, incapable father who lost his sons to immorality and to untimely death. You'll find that in 1 Samuel 2 and 4. Messed up. Now here we come to Brother Saul. The first and powerful king of Israel was apparently a psycho with a magnetic burst of anger, episodes of deep depression, and trace of paranoia, too. He committed suicide. When you think about that, wait a minute. Let's go back. Psychotic with a manic burst of anger. How many people you know like that today? Episodes of deep depression. This traces all the way back to the Bible. Traces of paranoid. How many people you've heard of, if you don't know personally, are paranoid? They're steadily jumping. They're steadily moving. They think somebody behind them. They think somebody looking at them. Looking over their shoulder, scared to go through the door, scared to get on the front, paranoid. How many people you know have committed suicide? Messed up. But God can use you. My. You know, this call for right now. Whoa. You know, how many people you know going through some stuff right now? You know what? I think I'll take a break right now, let you solve all what I just given you. I'm going to put on this, they're in a spiritual war. Let's put on that right now.
Put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This mean, well, yes, messed up. You know, you are one of those who to God. No. If you ever would, if you think how long it would take you to keep saying, well, I'm gonna go to the church. I'm gonna go here. I'm gonna fix myself up before I go, before I come to the Lord. No. Go now. Let the Lord fix you up. He's gonna take you just like you are. And if you want to be cleaned up, God will clean you up. Don't believe the devil lies. Come to the Father just as you are. Messed up, dirty, filthy, stinking. He will clean you up. Don't wait until you feel good enough, because you're not going to never feel good enough when you know you need to come to God. If you are in need of your Heavenly Father, don't try to clean up your own life first. Let Him do it. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you become. You can always come home to the Father just like you are. Let God take your messed up life and use it. You know, just like the prodigal son. You know, he left home living righteous. He wanted all his money and his good. And when all his friends had left him, all he had was to go out into the hog pen. That's where he had brought himself to. He was messed up. But he come to himself one day. Let me go back home, messed up and all, to my father. And when his father saw him coming down the road, paraphrase me, coming down the road, he said, here come my son. What all he was going to do? His son didn't wait till he know he had messed up. But he come on home, just like the potter. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 18, the potter and the clay. You know, the word of God said that the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made again another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it. Here, this potter, the vessel was messed up. But God showed him, I can still use you and when I'm going to have you to come out. You know, the word of the Lord said to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I do with you as this potter? Hear the Lord letting you know, you might be messed up, but just turn yourself over to me. that I can work in the clay and whatever, and you can come out as pure gold in my hand. Just think about that. With all the things that you've been through, all the things you've seen, all the messed up stuff you done did, look how God can still use you. If he could use these men and women in the Bible, I know he can use you. He can use me. He said, even if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. You know, just think about it. In the light of messed up lives of the Bible, come to God, and he will clean you up. The tender heart of God, as you grip with your own issues, God will help you with every issue you have. Don't look at the situation that you're going through now, but look for a change. Don't you know God can change that messed up situation into something better for you if only you would give him a chance? So today, give God a try. And whatever messed up situation you find yourself in, God can use you. And whatever messed up situation or issue you in today, God is standing right there with open arms. As that song said, come to Jesus while you have time. You don't have to wait. Come to Jesus right now. I'm opening it up for anybody right now that may listen to this later on in the comfort of your home, in your car, on your job. You can come to Jesus right now. If you got a bottle in your hand, put the bottle down and come to Jesus. If you're in a bad situation, just come to Jesus. He's standing there with open arms to use you, to clean you up for whatever you may be in. You don't have to stay in your mess today. God want to use you. Just think of it today. And when you think about that name Jesus and how he will come into your life, let's play this today. Praise God, praise God. Well, we thank God today for this broadcast. Messed up, but God can use you. I hope you got something from this broadcast today that will help you on your way, no matter what you're going through. God wants to use you, and he wants to bless you and give you all the riches that he has.
Better to me. than I am to myself. Lord, you would grace me, need no help. So let me take this time to brag on you and give you the honors that you do.
Thank God for the broadcast today on Messed Up, But God Can Use You. Just think about that. We all have been messed up. We all have been damaged goods somewhere along the way. But God can use us. He can clean us up, turn us around, and change a situation into something great. So don't worry about you feel you messed up. God can use you, and God can clean you up. So that's our broadcast for today. I thank everyone that have listened to this broadcast or will listen to it later on in the archive. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what our ears have heard, our minds and hearts have received this day. And dear Heavenly Father, let someone be saved, someone's life be changed with this broadcast on Messed Up. But God can use you. No matter how much you feel you can messed up, God can still use you for his servant. And until next week, be blessed. Have a wonderful and a prosperous day in the Lord. Bye-bye.